woke up, and then we'd say, oh, are you serious? And then he'd say, ah, I gotcha. One time we hadn't talked for a couple months, 2-3 months, and then we talked, and I said, what you been doing? He said, I got in a car accident. I ended up in a ditch and broke my leg. And I started laughing. I said, that's a good one. That's a good one. You haven't done that one for a while. Well, about a month later, we saw him. He had a cane. He had a... And he said, I'll never do that again. So, he really did have an accident. He really did end up in a ditch. But I remember when they got married. And somebody hawked the gifts. I couldn't believe that. You had envelopes with the money and a thing, and somebody stole it. I couldn't believe that. But they survived. So maybe that person give it back or put it into the ministry or whatever. So that's a blessing. Okay, another song. Uh-huh, Joe? 138? 138. If it's hard, you got to play it. 138. First and the last. First and the last. Any more testimonies? Yes, sir. Wade.
Yeah, I just wanted to personally thank the family. And I remember a few years ago when we went out for an action every day, you know, every Saturday, and got such a blessing out of it. I'll never forget the time he came up to one house, and the kids were playing out in the yard, and he had to get approached. The lady didn't want to hear a word about the work, okay? So,
Mike?
Just want to say that it's been a real pleasure working with Brother Felipe for the Lord over the last, since I can remember. I don't even know how many years, but he's been a real good friend. And friendship like that just doesn't come around too many times in a lifetime. I thank you, brother, and I thank your family. I mean, it's been a blessing, a real blessing.
Amen. Mike?
Back, first time I met Brother Garcia, I was about 12 years old. That's going back a little ways.
Okie doke. Anybody else? Okay, Mr. Glenn, you got a 5-minute?
Well, kind of. Yeah.
Okay. Should I put the timer on?
Nah.
Be more, less than time?
Yeah. Again, I just thought of this verse and couldn't even find it. I had to have somebody help me with a computer. But, 1 Samuel 20:18. Then Jonathan said to David, "Tomorrow is the new moon, and thou shalt be missed. Because thy seat will be empty. Because thy seat will be empty." Felipe, this is really a testimony, but because thy seat will be empty. You know, we're going to go on here, but your seat will be empty. And you did a lot from that seat. You did a lot of things. You did more than anybody in this church probably realizes, more than any one person knows. Because, you know, you did something for this person, and that person didn't know you were doing this over here for them. And you were doing something else over there for them. You know, this morning the toilet was plugged. The first thing I thought of was, hey, where's Felipe? You know, but that's just the way that, you know, you kind of get abusive here. You know, hey, this is empty. Where's Felipe? Hey, this is, but you know what? He jumps in. You don't even have to ask him because he's usually got it taken care of already. But this verse, it's actually, I think, more used in funerals. But we do have that to look forward to. This is not a funeral. His seat won't be empty permanently. And, you know, again, I know people are talking about, you know, when Felipe came here, I actually don't remember a whole bunch of what was going on then, but it was only, you know, probably in a couple pickup trucks full of stuff. He was a mediocre preacher, kind of just a young preacher, just got going, good preacher, and he was okay with ping pong. Now, he's a great preacher. He's top notch, not just at this church, not just in Indiana, he's a top notch preacher. He's going to be the top notch preacher in California. He's a top notch preacher. And has anybody seen that big semi over there? He's not leaving with a couple pickup loads of stuff. He has some stuff now. He has a little bit more stuff, a few more kids. So yeah, he's leaving with a little more stuff. And I'm ashamed to say he's beat me in ping pong several times now. So he has grown. But in his growth, boy, have we grown. Boy, oh boy, have I grown. I, you know, you're not supposed to be jealous and envious and all this stuff, but I'm jealous of him. I'm jealous of his knowledge. I'm envious of what he can retain in his mind, and he knows and he says, and it's like, oh man, I wish I had that. And it's like, I forget which, Elijah, hey, Felipe, give me half of that, or give me, or double dose it, I guess. Yeah, double dose me, whatever Felipe had, give me two of them. Because, boy, that would be a blessing. Because he has been a huge blessing here. But, you know, it's funny. Then, you know, this stuff has kind of been going through my mind. And then Dave mentioned this morning, it's like the baton. It's passing on the baton. And I feel kind of privileged because I don't know if all you know this, but I get to. You know, we kind of have a contest to see who got to drive his car out to California. I win. I won. I get to drive his car out to California, and I kind of get to. I feel like I get to pass that baton on from this church to that church. You know, I know he's going to be a blessing out there, and it is. It's just a privilege for me to have been under his ministry, and Mike said it, boy, oh boy, it's in every aspect, the song leading, the, you know, even that, boy, he didn't want to do that, he came up kind of kicking, no, you know, and then but he got great at it, not just good, and every part of your ministry here, the nursing home, it's just been a pleasure working with you, the people at the nursing home are going to miss you, and again, it's that jealousy and envious stuff, but yet I'm so excited for you too, because I know that it's just going to be a wonderful thing for that church, and it is. It's just going to be a blessing, and that therefore is a blessing to the Lord. So Even though your seat will be empty here, I pray that the men of this church will step up and pick up where you left it off. And we surely do truly appreciate you.
Amen. If he's witty and you get half of it, that make you a half-wit? Yeah. Okay, another song. Jackson?
It's 70.
70. 70. One, three, and four. Have a testimony you'd like to give? Mr. Yes, Mrs., go ahead.
I just want to thank you for being so alive to all of us in this spot and making it so interesting. And just being for Jen, so studying so hard to learn
something. Amen. Okay, do I have another one? Well, we'll see if we got another one. Mr. Lawson, are you ready? Give you some time to get up here. Unless you want to stay there. Yeah. Be like Rex Harrison, you have to come through the back way and around here. Okay, does anybody have a testimony while we're waiting? Okie dokie. How about we'll sing a song while he's getting up here? Caleb.
Too late.
409. You have a seat down there. 409. We'll do the first and the last on this one.
No waving.
reinforcements now appearing, victory is nigh. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus, take no still. Wave the answer back to heaven. By thy grace we will. Last verse. Fierce and long the battle rages, but our help is near. Onward comes our great commander, cheer my comrades, cheer. For I am coming, Jesus, signal still. Wave the answer back to heaven, by thy grace we will.
Well, all I can say is you don't know what you got until it's gone, and we're gonna. This church is fixing to find out what we had, because it's gonna get hard from here on out, because it's gonna be hard to fill that man's shoes. Brother Garcia, you don't know it, but you are shaped. You have shaped men in this church. I'm starting to preach now, and I am very proud to say that Brother Garcia has influenced my preaching, style of preaching, how you deliver, things of that nature, the emotion, the sincerity. I've always said ever since I came here that we had a perfect balance between Pastor Hoffman and Pastor Garcia, a perfect balance right where it needs to be. Brother Hoffman is laid back. Brother Garcia gives us that fundamental push that we need to stay where we need to stay and to be temperate in all things. And it's a wonderful thing. Thank God for you. And we're going to miss you. And I'd like to preach a little bit today about something that Brother Garcia has done, and that he has answered the call. And it's not something you should take lightly. I worry about the call just because I'm a member of this church and I don't want to leave this church. I couldn't imagine getting called by God to go somewhere where you're already a preacher. That's got to be tough. So we should, you know, thank Brother Garcia for answering the call in spite of what we would all have him, because my spirit says, brother, you go and you feed those people. But my flesh says, are you out of your mind? What about us? Amen? So you got to answer the call. I don't care what your position is. I don't care where you're at in life. When God calls you, you better answer the call. Okay? Have you been called? Everyone is on God's call list. You cannot opt out of God's call list. Amen? He will keep calling and he will keep calling, okay? No one is exempt. And you can't treat God like a bill collector, because he doesn't have to use a phone. Every time you get alone, he's going to remind you. He's going to call you. There's going to be a message for you. Every time you get home, there's going to be an email. In the subject line, answer the call. That's what you're going to get if you don't answer the call. Amen? Let me give you some things about God's call. Number one, God doesn't misdial. He knows exactly who he's calling. There is no wrong number with God. Okay? God knows who he is calling. Okay? If God calls you, he knows you. He's calling the right person, okay? In Acts 9:3, God called Paul. Let's look at Acts 9:3 real quick. Acts 9:3, and as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? God knew who he was calling. So don't think that God doesn't know who you are. Don't use an excuse of, he just doesn't know me. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm not able to do that. Yes, you are. If God calls you, you are able to do that. Amen? You got to pay attention to those things. You've got to answer God's call. Let's look at somebody else. Look at Jonah chapter 1. There was no doubt about the call. Jonah Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. There was no doubt about the call. God knew who he was calling. He knew that Jonah could handle preaching to Nineveh. The second thing about God's call is God knows your history. He knows what you've been through. He knows what you've done in your life. He knows you're a sinner. God can call anyone, regardless of your background. Matter of fact, God called some people that were so wicked, he had to change their name after he called them. Amen. Paul got changed to Saul. Jacob was a liar. He got changed to Israel. You see, so God can use anyone. Amen. So just remember that. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter. None of that stuff matters. When God calls a man, he knows his history. The third thing about God's call is God knows your ability. When we had, I forgot his name, I call him the potter. What was his name? Yeah, when he was here, he said something to me that I had never thought of before, because I was in that mold, that typical thing. You get called to preach, you go to college, and then you go preach. But the potter said something to us that day that he was here. He said that when God calls you, you're already equipped. Yep. He wouldn't call you if you weren't. Now, if he calls you to go to college, go to college. But if God calls you to preach, you preach. Amen? Study on your own. But answer God's call when he calls you. So he knows your ability, okay? But I want to tell you something. We get caught up in this country because we worship education in this country. People think that the man with the education is the man with the plan, and that's not necessarily the case. Lots of times it is, but it's not necessarily the case. When God calls a man, the power is in the call. It's not in your abilities. It's in God's call. Amen? It's not in school. It's not in you. It's not in your training. The power is in the call. God did not call Paul to go to school. Okay? God didn't call Jonah to go to school. Okay? Let's take a look at Matthew 10, verse 7. The Lord gave me this passage the other day when I was being a baby and feeling sorry for myself, like I've been doing a lot since I hurt my leg, because you just sit there in a chair and cry about it all day. But, you know, one of the things I love about Brother Garcia is a lot of people don't see, he has another side to him. And I got to see it one day. And, you know, we all look at Brother Garcia, you know, he's all meek and quiet and, you know, and stuff like that. But he's everywhere. You know, one day a man came into the church one day asking for money. And a little boy did. And I told the little boy to get lost. And he sent his grandpa in after me. And his grandpa only spoke Espanol. And so I went and got Brother Garcia. And Brother Garcia said, listen, something in Spanish, you know, we're not going to give you any money or something like that. And the man almost laid hands on Brother Garcia. And Brother Garcia did not back down. He just looked him right in his eyes this close and basically told him to get the heck out of our church. And which is more than, I mean, I don't know what I would have done in that situation. But that takes courage. There's another side of Brother Garcia. He is quiet. He is meek. But he is also the man that he needs to be when he needs to be it. Amen? So let's keep that in mind, okay? Matthew 10:7, I was feeling sorry about myself. You know, oh, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? What now? What this? Blah, 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 blah. And Matthew 10:7 came up. And it says, the Lord says, and as ye go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So if you've been called, don't worry about where. As you go, preach. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the Lord will take you somewhere. It will come clear to you. It will come to fruition in your mind where you're supposed to be. Things will all fall in line. Look at Brother Garcia. I couldn't imagine that call coming when it did. But the timing was perfect. Amen? No doubt in your mind. That's how it's going to happen, okay? In Mark 16:15, he told him to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He didn't say, you go here, and you go here, or, you know, whatever. Let's just divide this up. No, he said, go into all the world, okay? You obey God, and that stuff will fall out. If God calls you to preach, you are already equipped. Don't use school, training, or experience as an excuse to not answer the call. You can't hide from God's call, amen? You can't treat God like a collections agency. He will find you. So answer God's call, and that's what we've got right here. We've got a man that did what a man had to do, and that was answer God's call. And I respect him for it. Thank you, brother. I wasn't counting.
That's fine. Okay. Well, that's a blessing. Okay, how about a song? Mm-hmm. 112? 112. A lot of times the school is what mess up the kids. They go to Bible schools and they discover they don't believe in the Bible. And the seminaries should actually be pronounced cemeteries. But these Greeks, we sure do worship education, don't we? Okay, 112, is that what you asked? 112. Up Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn, walk Christ my Savior, weary and worn, facing for sinners, death on the cross. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, safe now I see Him. Wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me. Last verse. Oh, how I love unnumbered on heaven's shore. My tongue shall praise Him forevermore. Precious Redeemer, seems how I see Him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding for sinners' plea. Yours is only 3 minutes because he took eight, I think.
Yeah, he wasn't definitely set a timer, too. Can't start until I start. Okay, your tea?
I'm set. Two.
Okay, John chapter 6, verse 67. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. I want you to notice that Jesus asked, will ye also go away? Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? Asked Brother Garcia, will ye also go away? He says, yeah, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. California, here I come. Bye, y'all. Okay. Seriously, though, I know he's not leaving the Lord. Okay? Peter said, to whom shall... Peter said, to whom shall we go? Peter didn't say, to where shall we go? And Brother Garcia, I admire you because you figured out a where. Me, I'm still here. I know to whom I should go. I know there's nothing better than Jesus to serve, but I've never figured out where, so I'm here, so here I still am. And brother, if you're going to leave this place, a wonderful place like Indiana, to go to California, it's got to be the Lord or a backslidden heart driving that. I don't know which one, but who would want to leave here to go to California? I mean, the land of the fruits and the nuts. But you know what? I know you're not going to downtown San Francisco anyway, but still, it's California, okay? Look what they have running that state out there. But you know what? I know the Lord would have kicked me pretty hard to get me to move to California, so I know the Lord's in this, because I know Brother Garcia hasn't fallen a backslidden heart to go to California just because the weather might be nicer out there. But brother, when you go, make sure you bring the Lord with you. And you know, don't know you, Brother Garcia, as well as I wish that we had. You've been up here mostly, and I've been down at that other church, pastors. By the way, we had them first, too. Anyway, I wish I could have gotten to know you better. You look like you got a fine family, and we're all going to miss, of course, you know, some of them, they might be faking it, too. By the way, if you're faking it, the Lord could see that. So, you know, make sure wherever you go, make sure you take the Lord with you. To whom? Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? And you know, sometimes things get discouraging in the Christian life. Sometimes things don't go exactly right. But to whom shall we go? There sure ain't anything better than, no place better to go than to serve the Lord. And you go out there to the land of the fruits and the nuts. Boy, you need the Lord to help you out there. And if you're going out there, brother, go out there and get those people. Don't let them get you. But hang on to the Lord and make sure your family hangs on too. Well, I don't see y'all much, but I know we're all going to miss you. But this is good for everybody. Think about when you wonder about is serving the Lord with it. Hey, ask yourself, to whom shall we go? What's better? I ask people at work once in a while, heathen people that I work with. They know how I live. They talk about parties and stuff. I say, okay, now explain to me, what am I missing out on? And even the heathen, they say, you ain't missing nothing, brother, Mr. Gilchrist. So stay with the Lord. You go get him.
Hey, you got only 4 minutes.
Miracles still happen. That's okay. Scary.
Yeah, and you get nosebleed with it so high. Okay, Brother Garcia and family, come on up if you would. If some folks want to take a picture, take a picture. Don't use it as a dartboard. You do? Okay, I asked your husband if he wanted to, and he didn't know. Go ahead, Veronica.
I know you've been doing
Okay, who wanted pictures? Anybody want pictures? Okay, right up here, all of you.
No, Natalie, you can't preach.
The beard that throws them off. Okie dokie. You want to go back to the back door so when people filter out, they can say hello. Kids, you don't have to stand. I know you're probably bored with that, but if you want. But go in the back door, please. We still have offering plates in the back. If you'd like to give them an additional love offering, you're more than welcome to do that. Okay, let's close in prayer. Lord, thank you for your blessings. Lord, we know that in eternity we can really fellowship, and you want to spread us out now the best you can so that your work might be accomplished. And I just pray you'd bless the Garcias as they head west. And Lord, I just pray you'd comfort their hearts of leaving, and the family that stays here locally, I pray you'd comfort their hearts too. In Jesus' name, amen.